Hey everybody, before we get into the show, I do want to let you know that we have another live show coming up Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. at Maya Cinemas in North Las Vegas. We are going to be talking about the vampire ballerina horror comedy Abigail. This movie looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And joining me to talk about it are my wife, Gina Mazzoni, film student Perry Markle, and filmmaker and Sin City Horror Club founder Nick Woods. It's going to be a great time, great conversation. There's an enter to win contest going on right now on my website, piecingpod.com. You can find a link in the show notes. Enter to win some tickets. And otherwise, tickets are available from Maya Cinemas. And I hope to see you there on Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. To a special mini episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. But today on the show, this is just a quick little mini thing. My parents and I just went and saw Rocket Man, the Elton John biopic. And as some of you know, Elton John has actually been shopping at our store Wax Trax for the last few years. And so this movie is a big deal for us. I mean, we've gotten to see Elton at the store many, many times. He invited us to the shows, took us backstage, and so Elton John's a pretty big thing for our family, and so we were really excited for this movie. So we, of course, all went together. It's opening night, and I decided to bring along the pocket recorder so we could do a little quick first impressions mini episode. This is, of course, not going to be the usual puzzle pieces looking for inspirations thing we do on the show. It's also not going to sound like a normal episode since it was just recorded in a moving car. And also because Rich and Sonny Rosen are the guests on it, it is not going to be anything resembling normal whatsoever. So let's jump into the conversation with my parents and how they enjoyed Rocket Man. And don't worry, if this doesn't turn out good, I won't actually do anything with it.
Will you talk nicely?
What do you want to do with it?
Richie.
We just got out of Rocket Man, and with me is my parents. Hey, guys.
Hi.
So everybody knows that Elton John means a lot to this family. So what did you guys think?
I thought it got better and better and better until the end when we saw Elton on the screen, you know, that made the highlights. I loved it.
How about you, Mom?
I loved it. I thought the kid was a phenomenal singer. He worked his butt off, and I enjoyed every aspect of it, even the part with the little kid. I thought it was just very, like a big technicolor visual kind of an experience.
It looks it's going to end up being a Broadway show. By what I saw, it's easy to go one step to the next step.
Did they cover a lot of your favorite songs?
Oh, yeah.
There's too many. There's just no way in the whole world. The Lion King songs are amazing. Someone Saved My Life Tonight. I thought they were going to do that. Instead, it turned out to be I'm Still Standing.
Nothing wrong with I'm Still Standing.
I know. And there's just so many songs, it's impossible to pick like a top 10. And I thought the music was outstanding.
I think his father sucked.
Yeah, his father was he was a dickhead, let's be honest. He was cold, he didn't know how to show any emotion. That would be a horrible situation for any child. The mother was not really anywhere near a great mother, but they did reconcile at one point in his life, so that was great. And
did you expect it to be such a musical?
Not that much. No, I had heard they'd break into song.
It was
and
almost
dance.
Like La La Land. What is that? La La Land.
La La Land. I was going to use that as a puzzle piece.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was like at the beginning. Definitely like La La Land. But I'll tell you something. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought I love the script, the acting. I don't care that things were out of sequence, totally unimportant. And then I saw on the screen, and when he was doing that troubadour stuff in the beginning, It also showed how he toured in New York and other places.
I had to pee 20 minutes into the movie, and I held it all the way for an hour and a half.
We were at Carnegie Hall on that tour.
We sat
in the last row in front of the speakers. The seats could not have been any worse. But when he came to the store, and I told him, Carnegie Hall, 71, and he even said the date. I mean, it was amazing. We also saw him with Billy in the Meadowlands around 89, I guess. And now, of course, four times in the last 2 years.
We saw him with Billy here, too, in Vegas.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Billy separate.
MGM. Oh, was that
Billy was at MGM Grand.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Billy recently surpassed Elton's number of performances at Madison Square Garden. Did you know?
I saw that.
Don't care.
How many did Elton do?
Oh, I think he could have done a couple of hundred. I honestly don't know.
Wow.
I have no idea when it comes to numbers. That's not me. But I think my new favorite song, which is, of course, on Yellow Brick Road, is Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding. It's 11 minutes and orchestral in the beginning, and then he comes in singing, and it's wow.
What about you, Dad? You got a favorite Elton song?
No, but that one she mentioned, I knew for already a few years that I liked it.
Of course you did.
Don't forget, I'm in the record business.
Are you really? Why don't you tell us the name of your business?
My business is called Wax Tracks.
And where is it located?
On 2909 South Decatur.
So this is an advertisement, apparently.
An advertisement, right. And Elton will be there in September.
We hope. He has probably been to our store about 2 to 3 dozen times. We lost track.
Crazy? Why not 50 times?
I think that might be overdoing
it. I think so.
It's like 2 dozen.
Two dozen.
Yeah, but he also shops long distance.
Yes.
So that's no problem.
I just sold him some records 2 days ago.
And you asked him what he thought of the film, right?
He loved it. He loved it.
He was thrilled. Actually, Dad wrote to him. I think he sent him an email and said, watch out, because the response to this movie, it might make you a star.
I did. I said that to him. You know, the movie was so cloaked, if that's the right word.
What's cloaked?
That I didn't even know that he was the executive producer, Elton.
Oh, you mean like the production of
everything
it, not knowing what was going to happen.
Cloaked.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the right word. I think you're cloaking minds. So there. David, his husband, said that he was hysterical in the beginning scenes. He said he wasn't just sobbing. He said Elton was wailing because it touched home so deeply, which I certainly could imagine.
I think they did him proud. They made it into such a big production, and that's kind of captures his whole thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and he is a production, other than the tracksuits. You know, let's be honest. But that was the wrong brand.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. It's Adidas, right?
He's Adidas, strictly. And Gucci clothing.
I bet they couldn't get the rights to Adidas or something.
Maybe. They might have wanted money or something like that.
Well, like, he can't afford to give it all.
I'd give him anything.
That was funny. He still has the shopping habit.
Yes, at the end, he's still addicted to shopping. Yeah, well, there was one day when he was in the store, and I heard him say to one of the guys, because he ended up... You had to cancel a doctor appointment, Dave. I'll never forget it. We thought he'd stay an hour, and he stayed 2 hours and 45 minutes. And he whispered to one of his guys, tell Neiman I'll be late. That's the only private story I'm going to share. So there.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, yeah, you probably didn't hear it. I did.
Because I'm busy working.
Yeah, and I'm busy singing to him all the time. So there. And he loves all music, which I think is phenomenal. He has such a love of music. It's remarkable. He's just all over the place between his blues and R&B and rock and roll. Oh, and solo artists and girl groups. You name it, he loves it.
And what do you think about the rest of the cast and everybody?
Oh, I thought that the Bernie guy stole the movie.
I like Bernie very much. Yeah, and I also like the bitch, the guy who...
I like the mother.
The manager.
Oh, the
thing.
John Reed guy?
Who's it, John Reed?
Yeah. John Reed, yeah.
I think he screwed him out of a couple of million.
It was a very good role.
Yeah, but you know what? John Reed also was the manager for Queen for a couple of years.
Mm. And it's then like I heard, a connected universe, the movies.
He died about 5 years ago, but obviously he had some connections there. Now I read today, I don't know if this is true or not, that based upon Rocketman and Bohemian, that now you too would like to see a movie made about their lives.
And the director of this wants to do Madonna.
Oy.
That's what he really wants to do. He's trying to get the rights.
Oy. That to me, she's done that job.
She's just played out already.
She'll never retire. She's like an old hag.
What if she comes into Wax Trax though?
Nah, she would not impress me.
I'd still do her.
Oh no, no, give me Gaga. But no, Madonna's like, I don't know. There's something about her that's I can't put my finger on it. I think she reminds me of...
Lady Gaga.
You know
who
she reminds me of, though? She reminds me of Streisand. Every time somebody had a hit song, Streisand had to go do a duet with him when she was no longer relevant. She ended up duetting with Barry Gibb.
Lady Gaga's like her?
And Donna Summer. No, Gaga is in a class by herself. She's amazing.
Yeah, but she got to follow up that Star is Born. She can't follow it up, then she's a one-time...
They think Tony Bennett's going to show up.
One-hit wonder or whatever.
At her shows in the next 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, but he's talking about a movie.
I'm talking about she has to follow up A Star Is Born.
That means she has to give up touring for probably 8 months or a year. Yeah. So people want to see her singing maybe more than in the movies.
Yeah. So why don't we close it up? We're almost home. Overall... What do you think,
How many Dad? Points? Let me see. How many points would I give it? I'd give it 9 points out of 10.
Okay.
All right? I mean,
What was your favorite part about it?
The ending.
Okay.
Just to see Elton on the screen. The way they showed it.
No, I liked all the dancing. Singing and dancing.
What do you give it out of 10, Mom?
I'll go 9.9.
Okay.
My God, there's no such thing as 9.9. Take that point and shove it up your ass.
You're not allowed to curse.
Where?
I told you not to curse. You said ass.
You're allowed to curse on a podcast.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
STFU, Rich.
I don't even know what that means.
I know you don't. That's why. But David's listeners will know. So there. Yeah, no, I love...
What about you, Dave? What do you give it?
Oh, yeah, Dave.
I got to give it a little time to think about it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
you're just...
Whiny little...
Come on.
What a little bitch.
Come on.
I enjoyed it quite a bit. It was... I would probably give it... 7 or 8, probably.
All right, that's respectable.
What disappointed you?
I wouldn't say anything disappointed me. I would say all of the musical numbers I liked way more than I expected to. Uh-huh. And the rest of it, I thought, could have been a little stronger. But overall, I really, really liked it. I thought it was really a great story, and they did it in a very unique way, which is really important because, you know, the musical biopic genre is so done over and over and over again, and, you know, a lot of the same beats get played over and over again, but they did it in a different way, which I think is great.
Yeah, it was, I liked it.
I like the idea that they showed it warts and all.
Yeah, absolutely.
That to me was very, very important.
Warts and all?
Warts and
all.
Who had a wart? That's not... Wait. It's a phrase. You butts.
So you don't know if there was a warts and all. You're just saying you like making that phrase, warts and all. Nobody could have had a wart, and you still say warts
your
and all.
It's a putz.
Fucking ridiculous. By the way, everybody, Sunny is going home for a few minutes, and she's going out to get food. Who the fuck goes for food at this time of night? I'm sorry, you said I can curse. That's all.
It's 8:30.
Because
it's not that
late. Was an hour of commercials.
I can't go in
and
out again.
I come in attractions before it. An hour. My back is broken.
Oh, God.
I never sat so
Send
much.
Send this podcast to Elton Stadium.
I never sat so much in my life. And Sunday, Dave and I are going back to the King of the Monsters. We're going to see Godzilla.
Why aren't you going to see Godzilla with us, Dad?
No, thank you.
Come on. Hi, this is Wax Trax Records here on 2909 South Decatur. We buy all your old 45s, your old albums, any type of music memorabilia. Also, we sell music memorabilia, albums, CDs, and a lot. Come on down to Wax Trax, 2909 South Decatur, or give me a call at 702-362-4300. Thank you very much.
All right, so that's it. Hope you guys enjoyed that. We will be back with a regular Piecing It Together episode on Rocket Man, where we talk about some of the movies that we think inspired it. That will not be with my parents. We're going to have a regular guest for that one. But maybe we'll have my parents on again sometime. Who knows? It was pretty fun. So as always, I want to remind you to please make sure you are subscribed to Piecing It Together on your podcast app of choice. You could also rate and review us on iTunes. That would be awesome. You can follow us on social media at Piecing Pod and join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, a movie discussion group where we will be talking about Rocket Man and all the other movies we discuss on the show and all kinds of other movie stuff that's happening. So that's it for today. We will be back next week with a full episode of Piecing It Together. I'm not sure what's coming up first, Rocket Man or Godzilla, but we got both episodes coming. We also just did one for Her Smell, which will be coming up really soon, an indie that is on VOD right now. And so, yeah, we got a lot of episodes coming your way, so make sure you are subscribed on your podcast app of choice. And I'm going to leave you guys with a piece of my music, as I always do. And I don't know, what should I play you guys? How about this track called Dreams Like These from my album An Unseen Sky? I'm sure I've played it before, but it's the first thing that popped in my head, so let's go with it.
and all points west.